Today, Pope Francis kicked off the first trip to Asia by a pope in almost 20 years with a five-day visit to South Korea. When he arrived in Seoul, the pope urged dialogue between North and South Korea.
This appeal has all the more resonance here in Korea, a land which has long suffered because of a lack of peace.
Well, you wonder if North Korea was listening, because it fired short-range rockets into the sea right around the time of the Pope's arrival. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes joins us from Seoul with more. Rupert, welcome.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, what's been the reaction to this firing of rockets just as the Pope was arriving in South Korea?
Well, it's pretty calm, I would say. I mean, the South Koreans are fairly used to this sort of behavior, and they meet it. Previous occasions when I've been here, similar things have happened, and it's met with a degree of equanimity. I think people here look upon it as the normal behavior that you get from an attention-seeking regime in the North, and they're not really too worried about it.
Okay, well then, let's get to the Pope's visit. What is the purpose of this trip? Why is he visiting South Korea?
Well, I think there's a couple of different agendas going on here. One is Catholicism is flourishing in South Korea. The last time there was a papal visit here, back in 1989, John Paul II, there were around 1.8 million Catholics in South Korea. Now there are 5.5 million. So it has seen tremendous growth over the last 25 years. And I think there's a feeling, certainly with Pope Francis, that Asia has been neglected by the Vatican for a long time. There hasn't been a visit here in 25 years. There's been no visit during the previous Pope's tenure, but he wants to spend a lot of time in Asia. I mean, he's talking about going to the Philippines next year, going to Sri Lanka next year, even a trip to Japan. So I think Pope Francis wants to change the way the Vatican works and wants to reach out much more to the parts of the world that have been neglected.
And other than the South Koreans who have embraced Catholicism, what are the big religions there? What do the other people believe?
Well, this is traditionally, if you go back a couple of hundred years, this was probably the most Confucian country in the world. And also Buddhism was the mainstream religion. But there has been a really remarkable change here over the last 70 years or so, since the end of the Second World War. In 1945, just 2% of the population here were Christian. Now it is around 30% and growing. And many of those are Catholics, but even more are converts to Protestantism of various sorts. And when you drive through the streets of Seoul, I mean, on every single corner, you see a church of some sort with a big cross sticking out of the roof. So, you know, Christianity is really thriving here.
Now, I noticed when you mentioned the list of countries that the Pope was interested in going to, you did not mention China, but he did send a message to the Chinese President Xi Jinping. Tell us about what he said and what the significance of that is.
Well, the real significance is, for the first time, his plane was allowed to fly through Chinese airspace on its way here. On previous papal visits, that has not been allowed. So that's seen as sort of, you know, something significant. And he also, because of that, sent a message of greeting to the Chinese leadership, President Xi Jinping, wishing him and the Chinese leadership and the Chinese people well. Now, you know, I don't think we should overblow this. At the same time as he was allowed to fly through Chinese airspace, we learned here in Seoul that the Chinese communist authorities are preventing Chinese Catholic believers from coming here this week to attend these events with the Pope. And in fact, there are reports that some underground Chinese Catholics, ones who don't belong to the official church, are being rounded up and prevented from leaving the country. So it does not suggest that the Chinese communist authorities are particularly sympathetic to contacts with the Vatican or with Chinese people coming here to meet the Pope.
What is the Pope going to be doing exactly in South Korea?
Well, he has a very, very filled agenda. I mean, he's got 5 days here and he's going to be dashing all over the country. And I have to say, he looked pretty exhausted when he got off the plane today. He's a 77-year-old man. It's going to be a tough few days for him. But he's flying tomorrow down to the center of the country, where he will hold a mass with around 50,000 people in a football stadium, or a soccer stadium, as you'd call it. He's meeting with a group of Asian young Catholics from all over Asia. There are about 6,000 of them are gathered at a youth congress in the center of the country as well. And then on Saturday, really the climax of this visit will be a huge open air mass right here in the middle of Seoul. They're going to close down a huge 8-lane boulevard. And we don't know how many people will be there. certainly hundreds of thousands. You know, it could be 500,000 or more. And at that service, he is going to beatify 124 Korean Catholic martyrs. And these people are the founders of the Korean faith here back at the end of the 18th century. And they were executed for deserting traditional Korean beliefs and adopting a foreign religion.
One more thing I noticed, Rupert, is that the Pope Mobile is now a Kia, which is a Korean car company.
Yeah, well, this is part of the whole sort of Pope Francis way of life. I mean, he on his plane, apparently there wasn't a bed. He just went in the business class seats. Maybe that's why he looked so tired when he got off it. And then, you know, he won't go in a limousine. He got in this little Kia hatchback. It looked rather amusing, the Pope in this tiny little car and his security detail provided by the South Korean government in enormous Chevrolet Suburban following behind. He has agreed to use the presidential helicopter because he has to go to so many places during this very, very short visit. Probably a good thing considering how tired he looks.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes speaking to us from Seoul, where the Pope is today. Rupert, thank you.
Thank you.